Yeah, hour number three rolling. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Lots of things going on in the world. We're going to cover them for you. Hey, Anthony Bernal, this is not a name that's household, but if I tell you, Jill Biden's work wife. Jill Biden's work wife.
Okay.
They were inseparable in many cases. He was right there with her all the time. He's a former advisor to her.
Gotcha.
Well, guess what? He's refusing to appear before the House Oversight Committee to be questioned about the alleged cover-up of former President Joe Biden's mental decline.
Ooh.
Yep. Chair James Comer said in a press release Tuesday that Bernal was refusing to appear on June 26th for a transcribed interview as part of the committee's investigation into the whole Biden cover-up and all that.
Right.
And also, and I think this is really more important, the potential unauthorized use of AutoPen for executive actions and pardons.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is much more concerning. You can tell me about a cover-up and all that. Heck, yeah, I witnessed it. You're darn right it was a cover-up. You're darn right they were in denial and all that. And let that be a lesson for, you know, maybe for some in the future. But I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, or from Mars. If you watch Joe Biden in action,
oh yeah,
you know, for more than 20 seconds at a time, and you walked away with a feeling anything other than this guy was in severe cognitive decline, I don't know what you were seeing. But anyway, so, yeah, you can try. Who knew what, when, and all that? Good luck with it. But the auto pen thing,
yeah,
that's very important. Because if you're just randomly coming up with an executive order that fits a certain agenda of maybe some friends, relatives, financial partners, or whatever, and then you, oh, yeah, yeah, Joe said, go ahead, sign off on that. That's not good.
Mm-mm.
And that needs to be addressed. But apparently this guy is kind of running and hiding. He doesn't want any parts of it. And especially now, since the White House has waived executive privilege, he can't claim that. So Jill Biden's so-called work husband, he never intended to be transparent about Joe Biden's cognitive decline and the cover-up. And so guess what? He isn't coming in. Now they're going to issue a subpoena.
Ooh.
That could compel him to help with the investigation, to answer some questions.
Hmm.
So you've got deputy counsel to the president, Gary Larkowski. He sent letters to former Biden chief of staff Ron Klain, former senior advisors Anita Dunn, Steve Ricchetti, Mike Donilon, Annie Tomasini, Bruce Reed, Ashley Williams, and, of course, Bernal. In light of the unique and extraordinary nature of the matters under investigation, President Trump has determined that the assertion of executive privilege is not in the national interest and therefore is not justified with respect to particular subjects within the purview of the House Oversight Committee. Those subjects include your assessment of former President Biden's fitness for office of the president and your knowledge of who exercised executive powers during his administration. In other words, who was behind the auto pen?
Right.
And I have a sneaking suspicion it's more than one person. All right. They can't run from it claiming executive privilege. So I wonder what kind of answers we will get. I think that you're probably going to a series of, you know, taking the fifth.
Maybe he should have pardoned a few more people ahead of time.
How many more?
Oh, I know.
What?
And we don't even know who put that list together.
Yeah.
Really?
We should ask Joe. Hey, Joe, who exactly did you pardon? He'd be like,
Yeah.
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 So they, wow, what a setup. They could do that.
Uh-huh.
And they know they could get away with it because if anybody questioned Joe after the fact, you know, he'd be scratching his noggin anyway. Even if he did put his pen to it,
right,
not the auto pen. But that's where we're at on that. Also, politically, I thought that we might see a shift in New York. It's the Trump years. They've seen how they've been burned by Democrat politics year after year after year. I thought finally maybe enough of them were seeing the light.
You'd think so.
Now, it's still too early to make a determination, but at least in terms of the Democrats, well, they're as dumb as they've ever been. Or maybe dumber.
Oh, no. Dumb and dumber?
Correct.
Wow.
New York City Democrat mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani, a self-described socialist, is vowing to help violent illegal alien convicts evade federal immigration enforcement if elected in November. Tuesday evening, Mamdani delivered a major upset in the city's Democrat mayoral primary, beating out the likes of former Governor Andrew Cuomo and current Mayor Eric Adams. Mamdani, an immigrant born in Uganda, has said that he would like to expand on the city's sanctuary policies. Expand. Have you heard anything good about these sanctuary policies?
No, it's ruining cities all over the place. They can't afford it.
Yeah, but he's going to expand it.
Oh, my goodness.
And continue to shield illegal aliens from federal immigration enforcement by banning the New York City Police Department from cooperating with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE. I don't know that legally he can do that.
But you can promise anything, I guess.
That's true, too.
And this is, you know, it was a primary and still got an election to go through.
So. And that's a good point. Okay, whether or not he could be successful and actually do that, okay, maybe a legal issue or something else. But here's the point. This is what this guy tells you he wants to do.
Right.
Can you imagine what he really may want to do, but doesn't want to? In other words, he's so far left that there could be some lefty voters who are like, well, that's just a little too much.
Okay.
In other words, this is just the beginning of some of the things he wants to do.
Well, it's kind of like what you're thinking here is if Phil say this out loud, what's he not telling us?
Yeah.
Like, how far would he go to the left?
Bingo. Exactly. In a prior questionnaire with The City, Mamdani made clear that he would like to see the NYPD banned from turning in even the most violent illegal alien convicts over to ICE agents. What is your position on NYC sanctuary city laws? He was asked. And he said, change the laws. City authorities should further restrict cooperation with federal authorities. In his own words, he has said, the Trump administration is waging war on the First Amendment and our constitutional rights as it continues to abduct New Yorkers from across our city. Any effort to cooperate with these efforts is a moral stain on our city.
Oh, my goodness.
In other words, following the law is a moral stain. Mm-hmm. Turning in people who have committed serious and heinous crimes who are here illegally, that's a moral stain. You like how they use that? Moral? It's moral to do things that are illegal? To do things that create an unsafe environment for all the rest of the people that are there legally? He said we should strengthen our sanctuary city laws. In another interview with The Guardian, and you know they're a far-left publication, Mamdani said that he would unabashedly stand up for our sanctuary city policies, which have kept New Yorkers safe, and use every tool at the city's disposal to protect our immigrants. There is no option of surrender, referring to an immigration battle that he wants to take up against the Trump administration. In one case that swept national headlines, a previously deported illegal alien is accused of murdering a woman last year by setting her on fire in a New York City subway. In another case, an illegal alien accused of raping a 13-year-old girl at knife point in broad daylight at a park in East Flushing, Queens. Wow. So he's out to protect the most unsavory in our society at the cost of the safety of all the rest of the people that live there. And yet he won the Democrat primary.
Amazing. Just amazing.
You can just about kiss New York. New York goodbye.
And a lot of people probably will if this guy wins.
8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The Bob Rose Show podcast, available where you normally get your podcast. Click on subscribe and you'll never miss a minute of the show. Remove Funny Bone.
Excuse me?
Remember that? It was called Operation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I was looking at Operation Midnight Hammer, which they're doing a presser on right now.
Oh, okay.
We'll find out what the latest is on that. Good morning and welcome. It's 8:21. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here.
Did you know that there's actually a huge, like, worldwide competition playing the game of Operation for adults?
No.
It's a big, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
The game I'm referring to.
Yes. And just, you know, just imagine how, you know, when you look at a big auditorium full of, like, you know, chess tables.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that. Operation.
Wow.
I don't know. Isn't that kind of crazy?
Remove Funny Bone.
That is funny. All those commercials from childhood, they do kind of come back to you, don't they?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Because that's when we were so happy and ignorant. The blissful days
yes.
of youth.
That's
yes.
true.
Yeah. When summer you wished never ended.
Mm-hmm. Until you're bored. But yeah.
Not this kid.
It was a different world.
I never lived bored.
I believe that.
It's one thing
I believe that.
I was always a man of action, Greg.
Even at 13.
Oh, yeah. By 13, I already had my first motorcycle.
See?
Suzuki 100.
Look at you.
Oil injected two-stroke.
Ooh. Yeah. I can smell the oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just add some bacon, and we're done for the day.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Valor. We shine the spotlight, Valor, on first responders and law enforcement officers locally in our area, in our community, people that you know and may interact with on a regular basis. We'll do that coming up in about 10 minutes.
Wow. Sneaking up on us.
Tornado damages home in Pinellas County. I'm sure you can find the video. It's floating around out there. And mm-hmm. so was the mobile home for a little while.
That was scary.
Yeah. Apparently, severe thunderstorms Wednesday evening producing pouring rain, hail, even a tornado. National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning Wednesday night. Significant threat to property or life, Hillsborough and Pinellas County. So all over the Bay Area, things were getting nasty. And, you know, you get used to that. I mean, severe thunderstorms and showers in Florida, clearly nothing new. But tornadoes, we don't see them very often, and that's a good thing. But they do occur. And they saw one in Largo near Almerton and Belcher Roads. And the Weather Service hasn't confirmed that was a tornado, but there were people that had some video fairly close by and said, oh, yeah, that was a tornado.
Yeah, you'll know it. It's like a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know it when you see one.
You know it when things just are floating in a circular pattern away from the earth. Yes. Hey, what's up with Senator Mike Lee? This guy, I got one of his books. This guy's a real conservative.
Yeah.
Seems like, you know, decent guy.
Sure.
And he says, time to leave NATO. I'm like, wait.
You got other people trying to get in and he wants us to bail out?
But here's my point, at least right here, right now. They're in the midst of a love fest, NATO and Trump. I mean, they are, you know what I mean?
He's up in the ante.
They're calling him
funnies.
Daddy. They're like, you're the daddy. You didn't hear that?
I guess
they're
missed
referring him to as daddy. Yeah,
that's interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
And so that's hilarious on one level. But as NATO leaders gather for another summit, Senator Mike Lee, the Republican out of Utah, has introduced sweeping legislation to withdraw the U.S. from the alliance and force America's allies to pay their share, accusing European nations of relying on U.S. taxpayers to fund their defense. I don't know. This article is dated today's date.
Hmm.
So, well, I don't know. Did Mike Lee, wasn't he seeing what was unfolding here? To me, it seemed like everything was hunky-dory. I mean, you know, they got him from 2% to 5%.
Right.
And the only one that's balking at this time, the only country, is Spain. And president's like, oh, Spain. Yeah, I'll deal with them personally. And what he means by that is he goes, yeah, trade might be a little more important to you than it is to us. So trade could get very expensive for you, Spain.
Uh-oh.
Like, cost you a lot more than just the percent that you should be putting into NATO anyway.
Yeah.
And the man who wrote the book on the art of the deal, probably will get the deal done. Spain will see the error of their ways, I think, soon enough.
Yes.
But I don't know what Mike Lee is doing, if this is sort of backing the president. To me, if you're going to use this kind of energy, before getting us out of NATO, I'd like to get out of the UN.
A lot of folks would agree with you. Some don't, but a lot would.
Well, the idea about this kind of, what is it, the security vote or whatever, a certain seat that we hold. I guess there is some...
I get it.
There's an important aspect to it, But other than that, it's really not only lost its usefulness, it tends to be kind of a stacked deck against us in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
And the UN not always doing, like, the best work for the best reason. So, yeah, that to me, I've questioned our relationship there for a long time. NATO, on the other hand, I mean, yes, they need to pay their fair share, but it appears they're all coming to the table and not complaining about it, save for Spain.
Right. Huh.
Mike Lee said, America's withdrawal from NATO is long overdue. This was a statement he just put out yesterday. NATO has run its course. The threats that existed at its inception are no longer relevant 76 years later. If they were, Europe would be paying their fair share instead of making American taxpayers pick up the check for decades. My legislation would put America first by withdrawing us from the raw deal NATO has become. All right. It is interesting. I just thought that relationship was getting much, much better and that they were going to pony up and pay their fair share. And NATO still is important from the aspect of working in unison. If one nation is attacked, everybody comes to the defense of that nation. That keeps somebody like Putin from going into a NATO country, for example. 828 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Valor coming up in just minutes on 97.3 The Sky.
They answer first, ensuring our safety 24/7. 97.3 The Sky salutes first responders. The Sky Valor Honors Program.
Valor, Valor, Valor.
Well, you know by now, June is the month of valor. On 97.3 The Sky, every weekday at 8:35, we recognize the bravery of local law enforcement and first responders. This is what valor is all about. Shining a light on these heroes who are first on the scene when the unthinkable happens. We honor their life-saving efforts that go above and beyond the call of duty to keep us all safe. The 9th Annual Sky Valor Honors Program, presented by Campus USA Credit Union, Lawful Defense, and Shoot GTR. Special thanks to Davis Gainesville Chevrolet, Palm Chevrolet of Ocala, Crime Stoppers of Alachua and Levy Counties, and BJ Trophies and Awards. Saluting Corporal Trenton Lovell with the Bradford County Sheriff's Office. He's been a dedicated member of the Bradford County Sheriff's Office for 4 years, assigned to the Patrol and Community Affairs Division. It was on May 18th. Lovell responded to an urgent medical call for service. A male individual was choking at a residence. Upon arrival, Lovell found the man unconscious and unresponsive. Lovell began CPR and continued for several minutes. Bradford County Fire Rescue arrived and delivered a shock in an attempt to resuscitate the individual. While continuing CPR, a witness then said the patient had choked while eating dinner. A pulse was obtained following these life-saving measures. But after 5 minutes, the pulse was again lost. More emergency efforts continued, and a pulse was obtained for a second time. The individual was then transported to a hospital. After treatments, the man ultimately survived, was released, and has made a full recovery. For his fast actions and life-saving professionalism, the Bradford County Sheriff's Office and 97.3 The Sky are proud to salute Corporal Trenton Lovell as today's Sky Valor honoree. Sky Valor Honors Program, presented by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR, along with Campus USA Credit Union. Thanks to Crime Stoppers of Alachua and Levy Counties, Palm Chevrolet of Ocala, Davis Gainesville Chevrolet, and BJ Trophies and Awards. Tomorrow morning, 8:35, we'll recognize another Sky Valor honoree. He crawls out from under a bunker to claim victory over Israel? Get out of here.
Come on.
Get out of here. Good morning and welcome. It's 8:37. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Thursday. Yes, Iranian Supreme Leader literally crawls out of a bunker, basically, and then ludicrously claims victory over Israel. Tehran delivered a hand slap to America's face. Oh, man. Man, this guy is something else, huh? It's not unbelievable. It's the kind of, you know, thing, the propaganda, the rhetoric, you know, it's the North Korean closed society mentality or whatever. You just keep telling the people what the deal is and they better believe you. And if they don't, you know, that's fine. They just better never, ever speak up about it or they'll disappear. Yeah. And I mean, this for real, not how
not
the
like
lefties.
Trump disappears people. No, yeah. Nothing like that. We really permanently disappear. Yeah.
Wow. So I guess we shouldn't be surprised by that. But I mean, he literally was, you know, shaking like a scared poodle, urinating in the corner of his bunker. And now he comes out with that ridiculous statement. I was like, oh, really? Oh, really? You delivered a hand slap to our face. You know what? If it was such a great success, hey, let's do it again.
Oh, wow.
Let's take another run at it.
Well, you know, that's what I was kind of thinking when these lefties keep wanting to talk about how little we did. Well, okay, round two. Let's try again.
Well, that's what I mentioned. That. I think it was yesterday when some of this leak stuff was coming out. I'd say I would just use this to make an announcement to the American people. President Trump should say, oh, hey, well, in light of some of the so-called leaks and information that people think is real, then, you know what? We're going to be forced to do another mission. And, of course, we can't disclose, you know, the time or date that that is going to occur. So just be on notice now, Congress, the American people, the Ayatollah, that, yeah, we're going to come back for another visit. We just can't tell you exactly when and where. All right? And just leave them hanging like that. Iran's humiliated Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei came out of hiding Thursday to claim victory over Israel. He said that he was victorious in the 12-day war, despite reportedly losing years of progress on its nuclear programs, including more than a dozen of his leading scientists being killed and the obliteration of three nuclear enrichment facilities. The Islamic Republic was victorious, he says, and in retaliation delivered a hand slap to America's face. Yeah, he's being defiant, defiant of reality for sure. The head of the Islamic regime has been hiding since Israel launched the beginning of it, Operation Rising Lion on June 13th. He was afraid for his life. He went into hiding. Israel had launched hundreds of missiles around Tehran, along with a covert operation that destroyed ground-to-air and ground-to-ground defense systems. Khamenei's address comes 5 days after President Trump ordered seven B-2 bombers to drop bunker-busting bombs on the underground Fordo nuclear site, as nuclear-capable submarines launch cruise missiles at two other sites. U.S. hit nuclear sites but couldn't achieve much, Khamenei said in a televised speech before calling out Trump.
Okay.
U.S. President Trump needed to do showmanship, he said.
All right.
Well, I think he did show you, but you can't, because of the position you're in, accept it. Mm-hmm. And I get it. You're trying to maintain power. Yep.
Wow.
Chucky Schumer was hospitalized for a little while. He's okay. Oh, no, wait. He's not okay. He's exactly like he was before, so he's not okay. And why did they say he's okay?
We were hoping for like a Fetterman transformation or something, you know?
And here's the whole thing. It's like they took him to the hospital because he felt lightheaded.
How can you tell?
That fool been lightheaded for a long time.
Wow.
That fool been talking trash for a long time.
That, yeah.
Apparently he was pumping iron in the gym. He's a regular gym rat, that Schumer. Yeah, he's getting huge, brother. Yeah, not exactly. He got lightheaded. They sent him to the hospital. What do you think it was? Huh? Ah, he was overdosing on steroids. No.
Wow.
No.
Oh, man.
He was a little dehydrated.
Oh, well, that's common.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty common.
He's like a dried up old prune going back a long time. Now they're just discovering he's dehydrated, huh?
Mm.
All right.
Maybe that explains a lot with Pelosi.
Just a thought. I thought she wanted to play one of the characters since she owns like all this property in California. I thought she wanted to play a California raisin. I just thought of that. Wouldn't she be a perfect one for that?
Absolutely.
I heard it through the grapevine.
Oh, my.
Pelosi, I'm just about to lose my mind.
Sorry, friends. I didn't mean to bring that up.
Honey.
I had no idea it would go this direction.
And you know what?
What's that?
Neither did I, Greg.
Well, I know. I just got a show.
That's the wonderful. We're both surprised.
Yes, equally. And then some.
The spokesperson for Chuck Schumer added out of an abundance of caution. Yeah, they took him to the hospital. He's a little dehydrated. Temperatures in D.C. have been crazy. They were like in the 90s. Heat index, near 105. I saw sort of a meme-ish thing, but it was actually a map of the eastern seaboard, and it said it's actually cooler in Florida than up and down the eastern seaboard. Now, that might be from a day or two ago, but yeah, it's like it's only going to be 90-something here.
You know what you need, but seriously, in this, I know a little bunny trail here. Remember Chris Martz, you know, we had on the weather guy. He's actually now officially a meteorologist. You really need to follow him. He has got some great stuff out there right now because everybody's talking about the heat around the country. And the reality is, yes, it is hot. Yes, roads are buckling in the Midwest. They've done this before. But if you go back and you really look at history, you realize it's not the hottest it's ever been. It's not the worst it's ever been. And all those things that the man-made climate change people try to shove down our throats, need to follow him. Chris Martz. Check him out.
Or you could just take my philosophy to heart.
What's that?
We're all going to die.
That would be another view. That would be a little less optimistic, a little less encouraging.
Unless your initials are like JC.
Well.
Right? I mean.
Yeah, there's that.
Or you could say he died, I guess, and then he rose again.
That's true.
He rose. You hear that?
Uh-huh.
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 Yeah, I have a connection.
Oh, look at you. Dropping names now.
I better be careful now. You know, I used to joke about lightning striking you if you say anything that's, even if you're joking, blasphemous or whatever.
Right.
And then that guy, New Smyrna Beach in ankle deep water, 4 miles from the edge of a storm, gets struck by lightning and killed, 29 years old on his honeymoon.
Uh-huh. Is that crazy?
I wonder what he was saying to bring that on.
We don't want to know.
No, we don't.
I'm not going to say
we certainly wouldn't repeat it.
Don't even want to think it.
No. Congresswoman Kat Kamick, who, you know, we know pretty well. She is really getting some nasty death threats against her. Had to empty out her whole office, evacuate them, et cetera. And, can't believe it. We just talked to her yesterday, and she had mentioned it, but it's a national story now. 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is Thursday, and you are listening to 97.3 The Sky. Pump it up. It's Thursday, 8:49. Let's call it 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And happening now, Pentagon officials are outlining specifics of the highly successful strikes on Iran. Yep. And they're talking about Operation Midnight Hammer. And trying to set maybe some of the things straight, because you had this leaked information that painted a picture that was, you know, showed it as something less than I believe what it was, which is an incredible, successful mission. Hey, President Trump, yesterday evening, managed to, put in a good word for his buddy, the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. You know, I forgot about this It's been a while. He has political enemies. I don't know. But what the level of these charges, whether it's, they've charged him with corruption.
Right.
And it's been going on for a while. And you, I'm assuming that it's, you know, kind of drummed up political stuff and not necessarily what we would call corruption.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know for a fact. But here's what the president, you know, did say. He said, well, Netanyahu faces charges relating to petty corruption, such as receiving cigars from a friend that supporters say are politically motivated.
Wow.
The cases are weak enough that even the judge suggested the prosecutors should drop at least one of the charges. Nevertheless, the trial has proceeded with Netanyahu forced to testify even during wartime. Can you imagine?
Amazing.
Hey, hey, hey. Hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of lives lie in the balance, and you're in charge of the military, but we need you to get down here to the courthouse and answer about these cigars.
Wow. Sounds like a bunch of Democrats.
Doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
Because that's the kind of stupid stuff they would do.
Super low priority. I mean, really? Gosh, I dream of the day when you could get a leader. When you could get a leader and the worst thing you could catch him doing is taking a box of cigars from a friend.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. They need to count their lucky stars. Are you kidding me?
Mm.
That's embarrassing.
That's pretty bad.
Really?
Wow.
Trump, who was, you know, pretty tough on the Israeli government on Tuesday for allegedly violating the ceasefire with Iran, after Iran had violated it first,
right,
appeared to offer, though, an olive branch to Netanyahu. Get it? Olive branch in the Middle East?
See what you did there.
Huh?
See what you did.
They actually know what an olive branch looks like there.
It's, they do.
So the president posted this on Truth Social. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but he said, I was shocked to hear that the state of Israel, which has just had one of the greatest moments in history and is strongly led by Bibi Netanyahu, is continuing its ridiculous witch hunt against their great wartime prime minister. Bibi and I just went through hell together. Yes, it's Trump, and yes, it's in all caps.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting a very tough and brilliant longtime enemy of Israel, Iran, and Bibi could not have been better, sharper, or stronger in his love for the incredible Holy Land.
Wow.
Anybody else would have suffered losses, embarrassment, and chaos. Bibi Netanyahu was, in all caps, a warrior.
Nice.
Like perhaps no other warrior in the history of Israel. Wow. Like David?
Oh,
that's a long storied history there.
Absolutely.
About the longest and storiedest history that we're aware of.
Right.
And the result was something that nobody thought was possible, a complete elimination of potentially one of the biggest and most powerful nuclear weapons anywhere in the world, and it was going to happen soon. And it basically goes on from there. He said, Bibi Netanyahu's trial should be canceled immediately, or a pardon given to a great hero who has done so much for the state. Perhaps there is no one that I know who could have worked in better harmony with the president of the United States, me, than Bibi Netanyahu. It was the United States of America that saved Israel, and now it is going to be the United States of America that saves Bibi Netanyahu. All caps. This travesty of justice cannot be allowed. Wow.
There you go.
Will that carry any weight? Remember, I mean, they've got politics, you know, yes, like ours. Like, you can yell at the, you know, these lefty weirdos until you're blue in the face.
Mm-hmm.
They don't hear a word you're saying. Or if you just even mention the word Trump, they just, you know, go into spasms. I don't know. Speaking of lefty weirdos.
Yeah.
Representative Ilhan Omar praised Democrat Socialist Zorian Mamdani's victory in New York City's Democratic mayoral primary race, celebrating it as an incredible victory. Wow. So is he going to be like part of the squad? Is he going to be, you know?
There you go.
Yeah, like he's not, you know, he's not in Congress or anything.
Right,
but,
right. But he can hang with
he could be like an honorary member.
They'd love that.
In a
bunch of freaks.
Unbelievable.
I'm telling you.
In a post on X, Omar thanked people of New York City for not letting the bigots and corrupt billionaires prevail. Omar's praise of Mamdani comes after a former New York governor, Andrew Cuomo, conceded the race, which I don't know how much, you know, insider polling and things that they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
I know in campaigns at large, you know, they've got money and they have the ability to do some of that inside polling and kind of figure out, hey, where are we at on this race? And he didn't seem to put up, you know, and he didn't think that it was anything other than, you know, the numbers, and he lost.
Wow.
Yeah. Congratulations, blah, 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 Omar wrote in her post. This is an incredible victory and a testament to the people-powered campaign you put together. Thank you, New York City, for not letting the bigots and corrupt billionaires prevail. This victory also belongs to you. As you'll get red for the general election, know that we will all be cheering you, Omar added.
Mm. Wow.
Hmm.
Oh, she's a brilliant one.
And then she said, all praise is due to Allah. I'm not making that up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now you're using wow. I thought wow was my word.
No, it is.
I'll share it with you.
I'm borrowing it.
Okay. Tell you what's coming up. Something we call the 9 o'clock stretch. Wide open. We're going to talk about everything on 97.3 The Sky.